SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump at a weekend rally in New Jersey addressing a huge crowd, and he wasted no time in blasting Joe Biden.
The whole world is laughing at him. He's a fool. He's not a smart man. He never was.
Presidential contest featuring sharply opposing views when it comes to taxes.
Many of the income tax cuts signed into law by Donald Trump in 2017 are set to expire after next year. If all the tax cuts expire, the vast majority of U.S. households would see their payments to the IRS increase. But if all the tax cuts are extended, another $4.5 trillion would be added to the national debt over the next decade. President Biden wants to extend the middle-class tax cuts while raising taxes on the wealthy. But Trump argues that tax increases would destroy the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli forces battling Palestinian terrorists across the Gaza Strip.
Israel has portrayed the southern Gaza city of Rafah as Hamas' last stronghold. Israeli officials say they must invade Rafah to succeed in dismantling the militant group and returning many hostages. A limited operation in Rafah has expanded in recent days, forcing some 300,000 people there to flee. But the rest of the war-ravaged territory seems to provide ample opportunities for Hamas to regroup.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. In Ohio, a young police officer has been shot and killed after being ambushed while answering a disturbance call over the weekend. Officer Jacob Durbin had been on the force less than 1 year. A suspect is still being sought. And three police officers in Atlanta have been shot and wounded in an altercation. This is SRN News. Going to church is good for your health.
And not just your spiritual health. A new report from Harvard Public Health compiles numerous studies and concludes that people who attend worship regularly feel better. The report says weekly church attendance is associated with, quote, lower mortality risk, lower depression, less suicide, better cardiovascular disease survival, better health behaviors, and greater marital stability, as well as happiness and purpose in life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch still suffering from its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. Company reports higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but still losing market share in the U.S. Sales of Bud Light plunging last spring amid conservative backlash after the brand selected Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman, to be one of its spokesmen. This is SRN News. It has a lot of consumers rattled, many people are concerned, and it all boils down to court action blocking lower credit card late fees. Correspondent Norman Hall has a look at the situation and where it may be headed.
A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8, down from $32. The temporary nationwide injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman is a win for big banks and major credit card companies. They collect billions in revenue each year in late fees, and we're looking to stop the proposal from going into effect next week. Critics of the lawsuit have called the case the latest example of judicial forum shopping, where a company files a lawsuit in a friendly district in order to have a greater likelihood of getting a favorable ruling. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at srnnews.com.